We experience life through the medium of time. Each new moment brings with it new opportunities as we move along the spectrum of time. And amidst the constantly moving wave of time, the Chagim, the holidays, are specific, unique points in time that carry with them special energy. Each holiday is a chance to tap into the theme inherent to that point in time. But before we can delve into the specific theme of Shavuos and what this unique point in time holds for each and every one of us, we must first understand time itself on a larger scale. The assumed and widely accepted understanding of time is that it moves in a straight line. Hashem created our world of space and time, and since its inception, time has been moving inexorably forward. Along this line of time is the past, present, and future. If we were to move backward on this line of time, we could peer through history and find Avram Avinu at the Akedah, Moshe Rabbeinu receiving the Torah, and the Rambam writing his Mishnah Torah. Our current experience of time is taking place in the middle of that line. And if we could move forward along this line, we could see events that have not yet occurred. However, there is a major challenge to this theory. There is a piyut in the Pesach Haggadah, which states that Avram Avinu served matzah to the three malachim, the three angels, who visited him because it was Pesach at that time. And Rashi quotes this opinion on the Psukim in Bereishis and says that Lot did the same for the malachim who came to Sodom. How can this be? The mitzvah of matzah originates from the event of Yitzias Mitzrayim, an event that would not occur for another few centuries. So what's going on? To understand why Avram and Lot served their guests matzah before Pesach even occurred, we have to develop a deeper understanding of time. Time does not move along one continuous straight line. It actually circles around in a repeating yearly cycle. As the Ramchal explains, Hashem created thematic cycles of time, where each point in the year holds unique spiritual energies. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, all of the Chagim are each associated with their own unique spiritual themes in time. And this deep understanding transforms our perception of time. We don't celebrate freedom each year on the 15th of Nisan because that's when the Jews were freed from Egypt. Rather, the Jews were redeemed from Egypt on the 15th of Nisan because that is Zman Chirusenu, that is the time of freedom. That power of freedom is what allowed the Jews to escape the slavery of Mitzrayim. This is why Avram and Lot ate matzah long before the actual Geula. Matzah represents freedom. And Avram and Lot tapped into the spiritual waves of freedom that were inherent at that point in time. They weren't commemorating a historical event. They were tapping into the deep energies of time inherent at that point in the circle. And so too, we don't simply commemorate a historical event as we experience each holiday. Rather, we tap into the deep energies inherent at that point in time. So it's clear that time is not a continuous line, but rather a circle. However, even the circle analogy is limiting. Because if time were indeed a circle, each point of the year would simply be a recreation and repetition of that point from the previous year, from the previous time around the circle. And that would be pointless. We don't seek to re-experience the past every year. Our goal is to expand upon what we have created year by year so that this year we return to that same point on the circle from last year, but we're in a fundamentally different place. Each Rosh Hashanah should be a higher one than the previous year. Each Pesach, a new Pesach. Each Shavuos, a new Shavuos. And through our growth and ascension, we're able to convert the two-dimensional circle into a three-dimensional spiral, traversing along the same circle at even greater heights. We maintain the circularity while achieving ascension. So now that we understand the concept of time and the importance of tapping into the unique theme of each point of time in the systematic process of ascension, we must delve into the specific theme that Shavuos represents. So what's the power and potential inherent in this time of the year? And how can we harness it to grow along our ascending, spiraling path? On Shavuos, there's a custom to stand during the Torah reading. And Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik explains that we stand during the Torah reading on this day because we are recreating the experience of Ma'an Torah, when the entire Jewish people stood around Har Sinai to receive the Torah. On Shavuos, we don't simply remember what once occurred. We relive the experience as we tap back into the power of Kabbalah HaTorah, receiving and accepting the Torah. We don't simply repeat this process every year, but rather we re-accept the Torah on an entirely new level, as fundamentally higher beings growing through each revelation of Torah from past years. Kabbalah HaTorah this year is at the same point along the circle as last year, but one rung higher on the spiral. In a true sense, we are receiving the Torah anew, in a new dimension of time and spiritual energy. So, what is Torah? Because if Shavuos is the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, to truly understand what we are trying to experience on Shavuos, we have to first understand what Torah is. And scholars may refer to it as a history book, and others may think of it as a book of laws or a source of Jewish wisdom, and others might see it as an object of myth or delusional reverence. But Torah is something so much deeper than all of these things. And to truly understand the importance of Kabbalah HaTorah, we first have to understand the Torah's depth and power. Torah is not simply a guide to living a life of truth within the world that we live in. It's actually the blueprint and DNA of this physical world. In other words, our physical world is a projection and emanation of the deep spiritual reality described in the Torah. This is the meaning behind the famous midrash that says, "Istakla b'raisa bar alma," that Hashem looked into the Torah and used it to create the world. Torah serves as the blueprint of the world. The physical world is an emanation, an expression of the Torah, which is the spiritual root of existence. And to illustrate this concept, just imagine a projector. The image that you see on the screen emanates from the film in the projector, so that everything you see on the screen is simply an expression of what's contained within the film. And so too, every single thing that we see and experience in the physical world stems from that spiritual root, the transcendent dimension of Torah. And similarly, the trees you see outside originally stem from a single seed. Each and every one of us originated from a zygote, half a male and half a female genetic code. And from that single cell ultimately manifested a fully developed and expressed human being. You are the expression of your original seed, just like the physical world is the expression of its original seed, the Torah. So the world that we live in is actually an avenue to the spiritual. We can access the spiritual transcendent world through this one because the two are intimately, intrinsically connected. To illustrate this concept, just think of the way in which other human beings experience and understand you. All they can see of you is your physical body. They can't see your thoughts, your consciousness, your emotions, your soul. All they see is your words, your actions, facial expressions, your body language. All they see is the way you express yourself into the world. They can't see your inner world, but they can access it through the outer expressions that you project. And the same is true regarding human beings trying to experience Hashem and the spiritual. We can't see the spiritual. We can't see what is ethereal and transcendent, only that which is physical. But we can use the physical to access the spiritual root. We can study the Torah's expression in this world to understand its spiritual root. And this is the gift of Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah in order to guide us on our spiritual journey in this world. Shavuos is not a call to be transcendent, angelic beings, lofty and perfect beyond the struggle innate within the human condition. This is not permission to deny our humanity. and restrict our sense of self. This is the calling to be human, to be the ultimate human, to bring transcendence and spirituality into this world. We don't aim to escape this world, we aim to transform it. Kedusha is not transcendence or escapism. It's marrying the transcendent with the immanent. And this is what Torah comes to teach us, how to uplift our physical experience and connect it to the spiritual. And when done right, Torah enables us to uplift every aspect of our worldly experience to something higher, holier, and more meaningful. And our job is to make this Shavuos the next step in our evolutionary spiral through time. We must not only re-accept what we have already accepted, but we must take it to the next level, the next rung up, one step further. We don't simply remember, we build. We don't repeat, we ascend. So let us think about how we can make our acceptance of Torah this Shavuos the very greatest yet.